Good afternoon. Can you just give me a short introduction? Where are you from and what organization you represent?
Yes, good afternoon, madam. I'm from Zambia, in the southern province area, in the district called Choma. Yes. My name's Florence Benzu. That's my name. And I belong to the Choma District Tree Nursery Association, where we do seedlings plant trees to help in the fight of climate change, trying to also encourage the afforestation, as we have challenges that people don't seem to have interest in the planting of trees. So as a result, we are trying to focus, bring up the information that people should learn and know that afforestation would be one of the things that would help our country if we are to achieve what we want. There's a lot of cutting of trees, and it was also bringing challenges where rain patterns are concerned. Yes, so as I have come here, I've come here as a participant under FFF Zambia. This has been organized by, we are working with Forest Department and the Food and Agriculture Organization. In fact, they are the people who are supporting us. But I've come here representing also my other FFP members for the district.
So how your organization is working towards protection and promotion of agrobiodiversity?
What we are doing is, I for one am from an organization that is planting different types of tree species. Yes, we raise those seedlings, do the sales, sell for business, and also encourage communities to do that. Also encouraging to have forest reserves where we are trying to source with our local chiefs, where they give us land, we are trying to make up demos for the same. As well as we are also trying to make this, focusing on this, to also have seed banks where we can be getting our seeds for our plantations. Then we have the other partners, those who are into basket making, and others, crafts, mushroom, beekeeping. Those are our local partners as well.
Thank you, sir. Okay. The next question is, what are your expectations of this conference?
My expectations here, one, I've already seen that this conference is beneficial, it's very educative, and as it is now, the information that I'm getting from here, I've also got to disseminate this to our community. Also have the groups know about what has been taking place here, and if there are things that they need to practice on, we have to go that way. Yes.
So our last question. So in your opinion, what are the key strategic pillars to develop in the promotion and protection of agrobiodiversity, based on your organizational mandates or objectives?
Yeah, this calls us to be on the ground, be innovative, be practical, because if we practice the ideas, then we'll be moving slowly towards what we are trying to achieve. And as a result, this information should not be only for me, it should be for the entire community, where we can manage, we outline the information so that there is more activities, more innovations and other things as to what we are trying to achieve. Because the climate change is real. And like in our area, this year we have really observed the drought, very serious drought. People had planted maize, everything has gone to waste. And it's really, really, it's really difficult. Yeah, sure. You are welcome.